Hi there, and welcome back to the Community Strategy Podcast. My name is Deb Schell. I'm a creator turned community builder. And after launching my online community in 2020, I have realized that I had a passion for facilitating online events and bringing people together in a meaningful and purposeful way. I now consult business owners and leaders just like yourself who have a message, their life's work, or a vision for helping others transform through their online courses, cohorts, or memberships. On this interview style podcast, you'll hear conversations with community leaders who all have a passion for bringing people together online for connection, collaboration, and transformation. Our goal is to provide you with interesting conversations with industry professionals, leaders, and experts who share their concepts, structures, and strategies to inspire you to build, launch, and grow an online community with energy, confidence, and purpose. Let's get started. Hi there, and welcome back to the Community Strategy Podcast. I'm Deb Schell. I'm excited that you and I are hanging out today. Thanks for being a part of the Community Strategy Podcast. This is season two, and what's so exciting about taking time off as a podcaster is that it's really good to do that, to take time off. And I didn't do that for the first 2 years. And then, you know, when I was last year in the fall, I decided I was going to go, this podcasting thing was going to go away for a while. I was going to focus on writing a book. And so that was really a great experience, but I did miss having conversations with people. I really always looked forward to interviews and talking with people and learning more about what they're doing with their community building process and how they're, you know, pivoting when things aren't working out. And this year has been really tough for a lot of people. I'm so thankful that you're listening, because I'll tell you, I have talked to so many people, even just in the last few days, about this year being just really difficult in so many varieties of ways. You know, with challenges, personal challenges, family challenges, and, you know, jobs and financial challenges. So I'm thinking about you today. If you're going through a challenging time, I'm here for you, and I hope you can find a little bit of calm during this episode today. I wanted to just give you a quick couple updates, because I had been recently partnering with a platform called Expert Session, and they are working on beta testing out their new platform. And I got in touch with one of the people over there, and she and I went back and forth, and she asked me to set up a profile. And so I did that. And one of the things that I had been struggling with in the last few years with my consulting business is I love helping people, and I have a hard time asking for money. And I also have a hard time putting the brakes on conversations, because what happens as as somebody who is a community builder and wants to share, you know, I could give you, if you called me and you said, Deb, I need help, you know, I would give you as much information as I possibly could. But the fact is, we're all struggling. You know, I'm struggling financially. I don't know about you, but I'm struggling financially, and I'm just trying to make it through to keep doing this kind of stuff. Because otherwise, you know, I'd have to go back and work at a corporate job or do something else. So we all have to make a living. And this is the way I'm trying to do it, which is definitely new and different from, you know, other things I've done in my life. So this last 3 years has just been this constant strategy is changing constantly, and trying to jump from one hoop to the next and figure out okay, what's going to work this week or this month. And so one of the things that was beneficial when I talked with this person from this Experts Session platform was the platform, it allows you to set time blocks and increments of 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 1 hour. And what's great about that is the I'm a little tired today. Sorry if you heard my yawn. What happens is that typically in past experiences, if people want to book a strategy session with me, which is pretty much the most popular thing that I offer as a strategy session, and it's typically 90 minutes to 2 hours, and it's really a defining, helping you define all of what you're kind of confused about right now. So most people come to me and they say, "Hey, Deb, I have an idea for a course, or I want to launch an online community, or I'm thinking about a membership after, to bring people into a membership, but I'm really not sure on the steps or what is right or how should I do this?" And so I've worked with so many people in the last 3 years that I can give so many great ideas, but it's kind of in the limited time that we have together, right? And so somehow we have to put dollar amounts on the time we spend together, even though, the time doesn't really merit like an hourly rate. Like it used to be that you worked an hourly rate at a job, but that was kind of in a sense of where you had a job that wasn't changing. Like you were trained for a skill, you did that skill, it took the time that it took, and you got paid per hour. But the world we're living in now is just different. We're constantly learning. There is no repetitive thing. I don't do anything repetitive. I don't Anything that's repetitive is basically going to be automated at this point. So the only things that I'm doing that are things that are learning new things and starting and trying new things for the first time and getting better at them over time. And so what I'm getting to here is that if you want to book a session with me, there is a little bit more affordable pricing now, and it's through expert sessions. So if you go on to the findcalmhere.com website, you're going to see a link. If you're interested in booking a session with me, you'll land on my profile, and it's expert sessions session.com. So expertsession.com/experts with an S, and then backslash and then my name, DEBSCHELL. That'll land you on my profile. Chelsea was kind enough to give me a review from our conversations. And the best thing about this platform is that it really just makes me stick to the time. It helps me honor my own time and you honor your own time. So if you click on the schedule, you'll see calendar dates there with like the day and then the actual date. And you can click on that, and then you'll see duration, and it'll give you different options on duration. So select which duration you want, and then you can pay, and it'll be booked right away. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because they're a little bit more affordable for some people that maybe just want a couple quick questions answered, or just want to know. A lot of people just want to know if I'm on the right path. And so that conversation doesn't really take a whole lot of time. It's more when we're going into the details of, okay, how do I do this? What's the next steps after these things? When it gets into the details, that's when it kind of ends up being longer. And you can book as many sessions as you want. So if you want to just book a 30-minute session and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I want to book another time with her, it's easy to do that. So without further ado, I'm going to get into the podcast episode today. I just wanted to give you that option and talk to you about that a little bit because I know that September is a really, in the fall in general, is when most people are launching their new programs, their courses, their memberships, their challenges, all these kinds of things are happening now. And so if you have either launched and didn't have a good outcome, or you're worried about your launch and you think you need some feedback about what your strategy is, then please reach out and book a call with me. I'd love to talk with you. Okay, so today on the Community Strategy Podcast, we are going to be reading the chapter 7, an excerpt from the Creator to Community Builder book, Creator to Community Builder, Find Calm While Building an Online Community. And in this chapter, we're going to talk about growing your audience. And I'm going to mention about differences between, passive income and purposeful income, and how you can go from an idea to reality as far as you know, what does it mean to like grow an audience, and how, what does that look like? So after this break, you are going to hear chapter 7, Grow Your Audience, Deb Shell. All right.
There's so much to do and so little time, but one digital tool that has helped Deb streamline her business is Bonsai. It's an all-in-one business organization tool that helps her organize proposals, contracts, leads, expenses, keep track of client projects, and more. Run your entire business in one place with the help of this business management tool that combines a CRM, invoicing, accounting, and banking. Laura, a coach at Ebb, Flow, and Grow, says, Bonsai is a great hub for my business. It's super simple to use. I would really recommend it for anyone who is after an easy-to-use CRM system without the hassle of complicated setups. Deliver a great client experience and win more work. Click on the link in the show notes and get 1 month free to try it for yourself. Now back to the show.
Okay, so here is chapter 7, Grow Your Audience. I started blogging in 2010 on WordPress to build my photography business. At the time, few tools existed to help writers market their work. I learned about building a website from Creative Live, a course platform for creatives. My first blog story that resonated with a fellow creator was about my trip to Atlanta, Georgia, to visit my cousin. On the trip, several things happened that I ended up blogging about, including when I was almost kicked out of CNN, when my cousin had a boot put on his car because we didn't feed the meter, and among several other adventures. WordPress has a feature called Reader that allows fellow bloggers to follow each other and offer encouragement. One fellow blogger, David Banks, reached out to me to tell me he admired my story about Atlanta and wanted to connect. I found out that Dave was a documentary filmmaker, and we both stayed in touch. And then a few years later, he was writing a book called Cue the Camels, and he wanted my input, feedback, and review. And I wrote a review for him after he had asked me to, and then that review was translated into several languages. And although Dave and I don't keep in touch as of this writing, I'm always have a sweet spot in my heart for the kind stranger who was willing to reach out and give me positive feedback and ask for my help. Over the years, on Facebook, I've shared posts about job losses, breakups, and weight struggles. I've also shared my goals, challenges, and how I've overcome fears. I started blogging after I lost my job in journalism, and it helped me to process the journey. When I started blogging, I realized I was sharing my journey so my friends could see the real me. I've had dozens of people come up to me at festivals, bars, or community events and tell me that they like reading my posts and seeing my photos. Since I began traveling more in 2018, some have even said that they are living vicariously through me. I have more than a few people that come up to me and say, I enjoy following you on Facebook, or I enjoy your stories. I now use WordPress to host my content, and I also publish on Medium, which makes it easier for people to subscribe and read my work. In addition to these publishing platforms, I participate in a small group where I can find time for from time to time, share my experiences, content, and resources, and offer my expertise during in-person networking sessions. This is in addition to my social media and email marketing strategies. In 2020, when I started the process to launch an online community, I didn't realize those people would be the first who would show up to support my work and that I had my workshops designed to help create calm in daily life. The challenge started when I asked them to pay, but wasn't clear in my offer or who it was meant for, so no one signed up. When I evaluated, the people who aligned with my messages saw they had common needs and struggles, I found a way to build a business. Still, it ended up being much different than what I thought it would be. So many of the clients I've worked with were people I've talked to speak about community building as passive income. As I've discussed earlier, a community can't be passive. Tim Ferriss, author of The 4-Hour Workweek, introduced a generation who didn't fit the corporate life mold to an alternative path. Since then, millions of people have fallen prey to this passive income trap that doesn't serve anyone. The truth is that passive income isn't passive. It takes work. If you don't want to do the work, work for someone else. But in no way is there anything passive about entrepreneurship. Before you can tackle the passive part, you have to get past the creating a product, building a system, managing the employees, scaling the business to run itself without you, all of which takes time, energy, and of course, money. Over the past few years, my eyes have been opened to a series of books, documentaries, and reflections on my personal experiences in life and how society has guided my decision-making process. Without money, nothing is possible. That is the reality today. But will it be that way in 100 years? None of us will ever know. However, here is the good news. You are the answer to the problem because your experiences can help others. You've been through challenging times and have come out on the other side. That's the structure of an ecosystem. We serve the community's needs together by shared wisdom. This might not sound flashy or fancy, but offering a space for someone to feel seen, valued, and heard without expecting an outcome is a magical experience. So what can you do now if you don't want to build a following on Facebook? You can still build relationships through your network by focusing on the core problems you solve. Then find where those people are, meet them there, instead of making them come to you. Robin Fuller, a client who hired me to organize her courses and content, had built an audience mostly away from social media. She said, over the past 5 years, I have been gradually and slowly building an email list, growing it from 25 to 155 people. I know my niche and where to find them, often through speaking at conferences or direct referrals. Robin is a certified coach who helps pregnancy center directors and leaders through challenges with her programs, courses, and community peers. She wants to provide an oasis of resources for her members. For Robin, every person matters, and she considers relationship building a way to help others. But if they aren't interested, she doesn't take it personally. She said, each of the nonprofit leaders have asked to be added to my list. I never auto-add anyone. The goal is to grow more relationships with leaders on my list who know, like, and like me. I offer occasional free events to keep a mindset of generosity. Robin doesn't push products, services, or offers to potential clients. Instead, she focuses on building relationships, providing value so they know she cares. Most important thing I have realized, she said, is that it is often there is often no quick and fast way to make money. It takes time and long-term consistency. And we will be right back after this break.
Deb knows firsthand just how difficult community building can be when you are starting out with no audience, email list, or customers. She wanted to build community culture with rich content, articles, and videos so her members could connect and engage in a variety of ways. Mighty Networks makes it easy to build your course, coaching program, training, or membership in just a few moments. With Mighty Networks, you can bring your audience together into one cohesive platform. The Mighty Networks offers live streaming, events, cohort-based courses, web pages, challenges, and so much more. With Mighty Networks' new community design feature, Spaces, you can build a course or resource library for your podcast, blog, or life's work. Are you excited to get started? Click on the link in the show notes to start your free trial today. And no credit card is required to sign up. Now let's jump back into this episode to discover more community building strategies.
There's a difference between a lifestyle and an idea. If your goal is to become location independent, it will take more than just an idea to get to start your business and gain enough income to travel while working. Vanessa Kudrow, founder of the Biz Bruja, has worked for over 27 years as a professional psychic, hypnotherapist, teacher, and shamanic practitioner. She has cultivated transformative experiences that yield practical tools to help individuals find their true selves. An Argentinian American from New York City, Vanessa started building her business with small in-person circles that stem from her lifestyle and the desire to continue growing and learning with others. I've learned to lead in a way that is not controlling. It is not hierarchical. It started for free, but when I lost 3 jobs in 4 years, I needed to find additional revenue and decided that I wanted to go full-time with this business, Vanessa said. In 2012, Vanessa started researching online businesses and marketing. After years of leading small workshops and sharing her journey with others, she decided she wanted to reach out to more people online. She describes herself as a human generator, similar to the term multi-potentialite. Vanessa's term is a way of saying, I have a lot of interest and I am good at a lot of things, not only one or two. Vanessa is the same. She is a master at finding something she loves and going after it with admirable strength and grit. Back then, there were very few digital tools and systems for this kind of work Vanessa wanted to do, but she found she could use Skype and emails to connect with her audience and share with them upcoming courses, programs, and workshops. Since she began podcasting, writing, and blogging, and leading in-person circles virtually since the pandemic, she has been successful in growing her audience and in 2020 had her best revenue year ever. Vanessa credits her success during the pandemic to trying new things and having a loyal following that was in place before the pandemic. Instead of resting like some of her peers, she rose to the occasion and did the work of building her online presence. People tell me they haven't told things that they've told their therapist. So they need to feel they can trust me. And that doesn't just happen. It takes time. I give my time every week offering gathering circles for men and women who were unemployed creatives who didn't have a job or go to. So they showed up, she said. In 2014, Vanessa dedicated time to learn about passive income and built a self-study course to see if she could engage learners without being really active herself. She discovered that 3 weeks into the course, learners would often quit. However, when she showed up on live calls, more learners would stay and complete the course. Therefore, she knows her content is valuable, but she's trying to find an offer that balances her time and resources while ensuring members feel seen, heard, and valued. Now, here are some pre-launch tips from leaders in the community industry. I have met some of the best people through Meetup. If you're unfamiliar with this platform, it's a fantastic resource for meeting people with targeted interests. If you're considering starting a Meetup, check out the groups available in your area and when they meet. You might be able to validate if there is a need that an existing group in your community doesn't serve. On the Community Strategy Podcast, this podcast, I interviewed David Siegel, the CEO of Meetup. During that conversation, he recommended finding 2 or 3 people you can build a community with so that you don't have to do it alone. He said that too often new community builders take on too much initially. Create a leadership team and grow it from there. Let's look at a couple other founders who've built communities from the ground up. Joanne Flynn Black, founder of Launch Before, helps new business owners feel ready to launch. In 2020, after having worked in program management for companies, including WeWork and Deloitte, she opened her own community. When I met Joanne, I was enjoying a group called Vision to Action Board with her community. The group stemmed from an idea that photos and words can help us positively change our lives. However, there's a disconnect. While it's nice to have a poster that represents changes you want to make, it can be hard to actually make them happen. Joanne's group meets weekly to share their visions and action items, which they plot on the project management tool Trello board. Some of the best advice Joanne shares about knowing you already have everything you need. She says, Just be confident in what you already have and get out there and do it. When launching a new membership, keep it as simple as possible. You don't want your members coming in and feeling overwhelmed. Have them come in to your membership feeling ready to dive in. On the other side of the community building spectrum, Mathe Grande, a co-founder at CareerEdge, said he tried launching a community but closed it after learning some hard lessons. I screwed up by trying to coach people, create content, and form a community. As one person, it was too much. So I closed the community and focused solely on one-to-one coaching. It has been beneficial to focus, but I do want to open up a community again someday. So that was excerpt. That was an excerpt from Chapter 7, Grow Your Audience. And I did reference a podcast episode for you in here. The episode that I mentioned is with David Siegel from Meetup is episode 98. In that episode, it's called Keep Connected with David Siegel, CEO of Meetup. And in that episode, he gives a lot of great tips and also talks about how he interviews people with his podcast, Keep Connected. He also wrote a book called Decide and Conquer. So we talk a little bit about that, as well as just some tips for getting people to interact, whether it's in person or online, because he discusses the challenges that they had during the pandemic when the technology company that gets people off your technology now can't even meet in person. And so he shared some really interesting strategies that he did to pivot and lessons that he's learned. And I'll tell you, a lot of work we do as consultants and as community builders is decision making. That's the biggest thing that people just struggle with, making so many decisions. We get decision fatigue after a while. So he talks about like how he, you know, just went into this company with the thought of making decisions that were going to be beneficial for the better good of the company. And sometimes those are really hard decisions to make. So that is all for today. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. My next episode, I am going to try to put some interviews in here. So I'm going to try to get back to some interviews because I prefer those to this excerpt reading. However, I want you to, you know, get some part of the book. And if you're enjoying the series of, you know, the season of sharing the excerpts on the book, please shoot me an email at deb@findcalmhere.com. Let me know what you'd love to hear next. Let me know what you're struggling with. And maybe we can jump on a call and maybe you can be on this podcast as an interview guest sometime. So until the next time, I hope you're finding calm in this day, evening, afternoon, Thursday at 2. Find calm. Until the next time, take care. Bye.